That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of the Carolina Outdoors. I'm glad that you joined us. Whether you're heading for the mountains for the leaves, maybe a fly fishing trip, or maybe an attempt to spot the brown mountain lights, we're glad that you joined us this week on the Carolina Outdoors. I'm Bill Bartee from Jesse Brown's, and I've been your host through the last few segments with Dave Bergman. Of course, you just heard him, guide at Jesse Brown's, taking people fly fishing, introducing them to the sport that they can enjoy for a lifetime. Whether you want to get outside and play in the water by yourself, it's a great sport that way. Whether you want to be social, go out with family members, your spouse, a loved one, fly fishing's great socially that way as well. Also, wow, Wes Lawson bringing details to the customs that we enjoy during Halloween now and in the fall now, where they came from. And of course, the famed Brown Mountain Lights that we spoke about earlier, north of Morganton there in the Wilson Creek, Linville Gorge area of North Carolina. Of course, the Carolinas have so many different customs and lores that we celebrate, from the ghost stories of Charleston to the Blackbeard pirate stories of eastern North Carolina to, again, the Brown Mountain Lights of western North Carolina, and so many more. I'm leaving out the Bigfoot sightings in Marion in that area, and I'm leaving out the Lizard Man in South Carolina. But hey, we're celebrating Halloween at Jesse Brown's. We're celebrating safely as well. So if you want to bring your children by, we're open 10 to 6 on Halloween today or next week. Come on by. We'll give them some candy, and we'll give you a discount card so that you can shop Jesse Brown's. Listen, for TJ Boggs and our guests, Wes Lawson and Dave Bergman, this is Bill Bartee saying get outdoors, pick up your tracks. We'll see you here next time on the Carolina Outdoors.